Hi, and welcome to another Time to Change video by The Practical Disciple. My name is John Arnold, and today we're going to talk about resting and taking a Sabbath. And I can probably almost hear inside your head a little voice saying, I have no way I can take a day off or take time to rest. What I want to impress upon you is you cannot afford not to rest or not take a Sabbath. When you do not take a Sabbath, when you do not rest, the result is a lack of focus. It can result in fatigue, illness, depression. Your creativity will drop. Your ability to sleep oftentimes will suffer from it. You need to rest. You cannot not rest. Everything in nature, I began this mini-series by talking about how everything that God has created has a rhythm to it. And part of that rhythm includes rest. The day, the seasons, plants, animals, they all observe rhythms. And all of those rhythms include a period of rest. It seems like the only thing out there that's not doing that are people. And we're going, mad dash all the time. And then we crash and we burn. And we want to avoid that. We're trying to get balance back in our lives. Okay, so that said, what do I mean by a Sabbath? What does it look like? Well, biblically, a Sabbath has two characteristics. It is to be holy, and the word holy means set apart for God, and it is to be a time of rest. So my Sabbath when I lived in Hot Springs actually was on Monday mornings, and what I would do is I would drive out to a sit spot that I had in nature that was really restorative to me. I would walk around for about half hour or so, and I would wander my way to a sit spot that I had, a little anchor point along a pond, and I would take a full hour and I would just pay attention to my senses and let go of my thoughts and pay attention to my senses until my mind had quieted and got to a peaceful place before God. And then I observed a prayer time that I had kind of a flow to, I had a pattern to. And then when I was done with that, I'd take about a half an hour or more and I'd wander back to my car. And that would take me a good, at least a couple hours, but oftentimes I spent a half day doing that, 3 or 4 hours. And what I found was that when I did this and I maintained it regularly and I guarded it and protected it, I was so much more productive the whole rest of the week that I can hardly put words to it. So once again, I'll repeat what I said at the beginning. You cannot afford not to rest. If you'll take time for a Sabbath and if you'll take time to rest, I can guarantee you that you will be more creative, you'll be more productive, you will make better decisions. And if you keep it holy and you make prayer or corporate worship, you keep those things at the heart of it, you're going to have a growing intimacy with God. And when that happens, the Holy Spirit is leading what you do and how you do it, and you're so much more joyful and so much more productive. You make less stupid decisions and mistakes when you're not fatigued and when you're plugged into God and you're listening. So that's my tip for today, is you got to have time for rest and Sabbath. And I would challenge you to do two things right now. I would challenge you to take out your day timer and figure out what day you're going to take and you're going to create a Sabbath on. If it's Sunday, that's great. Do it. If you can't do it Sunday because you have to work, you have a job that keeps you from doing that, pick out another day. If you don't think you can do a whole day, then start with a half day. If you don't think you can do a half day, then start with an hour you're going to set aside. I really think you need a whole day, though. I know that from my own experience. Lastly, I want to give you this challenge. Today, before the day is over, I want you to give yourself a mini Sabbath. Take 20 minutes and go sit somewhere where nobody's going to disturb you. Leave your cell phone someplace else. And for 20 minutes, just quiet your heart and your mind and sit quietly before God and take some time and pray and give thanks for the day and adore God for about 20 minutes. And just do that today, this one time. It will reset your system and you will be a more productive, happier person if you do it regularly. All right, well, that's it. I look forward to seeing you in the next video, and I hope a great rest comes upon you so that the peace of God may abide with you. in all that you do.